Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for answering. This is Edward. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I don't know what it is.
This is just to gather the opinion of the public regarding the upcoming elections. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I think I'm registered as a Democrat, but I ain't vote Democratic.
Okay. Don't worry, then. How likely are you to vote in this November's elections for President and Governor of North Carolina? Very likely? Somewhat likely? Very likely.
Very likely.
Okay. Appreciate the answer. Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. When it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people. And his weak leadership is in open borders are hurting America. The second statement says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, a stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Which of the two do you agree with more?
Neither.
If you have to choose between one or the other? Sure, no problem. The first statement, it says, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people. And his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. The second statement says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, a stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people.
I don't agree with either one of them, because they need to have it. No.
Okay.
All right, you're going to hold on for just a second.
Sure.
Hi. Can I come in for your order, Kelly? Can you pull up for me? What can I get for you?
Top count kids meal. That okay. Size of drink to an unsweet iced tea.
What size do you like for the drink?
That size, the regular size.
Okay. And any sauce with that?
Chick-fil-A.
Is that all for you?
Yes.
Can we have a 5-count chicken nugget meal with fries and an unsweet tea and Chick-fil-A sauce? And you can right at the end there. Thank you.
Okay, you can go ahead and continue.
Okay, thanks. I hope you enjoy your meal. And thank you for answering. Based on the information that you said, I have some questions. I want you to please mark your opinion of each of the following active people in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. What are your thoughts towards Don Davis?
On what now?
What are your thoughts towards Don Davis? Very favorable, somewhat, or very unfavorable? If you don't know who he is, you can let me know.
And what was his name?
Don Davis. D-O-N-D-A-V-I-S.
I don't know who he is.
What about Roy Cooper?
Definitely not.
Very unfavorable, then.
Very.
Mr. Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. What about Joe Biden?
No.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
And your thoughts towards Kamala Harris?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. By last, we have Lori Bookout.
Don't know anything, hardly anything about it.
Okay, okay. Thanks for being that honest. With that in mind, if this year's presidential elections were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. If this year's elections were North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Tine, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you have to choose today?
Mark Robinson.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidates would you choose if you have to vote today? Don Davis, a Democrat, Larry Bookout, a Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
No.
Okay. Perfect. And we're almost done, okay? If you don't mind, may I please have your age?
I am 57.
57. Okay. Do you consider yourself African-American or black?
Neither.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
All right. Are you a member of either the military reserves, or either a retired military veteran?
No.
Okay. Okay. Just a few more questions. This is a yes or no answer. This is just for aesthetical purposes.
Mm-hmm.
If you regularly watch movies or shows on the following stream services, just please answer with a yes or no. Do you watch movies or shows on Peacock?
Yes.
Okay. FUBO, that's spelled F-U-B-O.
No.
Okay. Paramount Plus?
No.
YouTube TV?
Very seldom.
Sometimes, okay. What about Disney Plus?
No.
No, okay. Is Sling TV?
No.
Hulu? H-U-L-U?
Nope.
And by last, ESPN Plus?
No.
Okay. Perfect. This concludes our survey. I do want to thank you for your participation. I really hope you enjoyed the meal. And again, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Alrighty, you're very kind. Have a good day. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you, ma'am. I love you.